Welcome, welcome.
You must have been vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
It's not supposed to make that noise.
Look, a song is a song. You either dig it or you don't.
I hope this doesn't go on my permanent record.
Yes, sir. Brings back a lot of memories.
And just for the record,
I guess the only thing we can do is play you a song.
We stand witness to the awesome power of radio.
Your plastic pal who's fun to be with.
And for all of you out there, this is your song.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. He was barking at the two men who were gambling in the dark. It was Staggerly and Billy, two men who gamble late. Staggerly threw seven, Billy swore that he threw eight. Staggerly told Billy, I can't let you go with that. You've won all my money in my brand new Stetson hat. Staggerly went home and he got his 44. Said, I'm going to the forum just to pay that debt I owe. Go, Staggerly.
Welcome to the alleged show.
To 45 RPM. And your host, author...
I've been thinking about writing a book.
Humorist.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Grammy-nominated songwriter...
In song form.
And award-winning broadcast personality...
I know for a fact them radio waves is harmful.
Scott Edward Phelps.
Who are you?
Well, I'm a former smoker, a former toker, a semi-retired joker, and always respectfully, if not tactfully, a straight shooter.
Directly in the buttocks.
And...
just like that.
Everything oldies is new again. Hey, everybody, welcome to 45 RPM, featuring the sublime speed of sounds, 45 revolutions per minute in the vinyl where those memories were mastered, the 45 single. And this time around, speaking of straight shooters... it's the one that's just murders.
What are you talking about?
No, I did not make a grammatical error.
That's why I love you.
Thank you.
You bet, Frank.
Songs that feature the age-old art of doing others in.
Bye-bye.
Stagger Lee, one of the pioneer songs, although songs about killing each other go all the way back, gosh, to early folk days, even back to ancient Roman times.
It's a warm summer evening, circa 600 BC.
Oh, not again.
Lloyd Price had a big early 60s hit with a song called Personality.
Personality, walk with personality, talk with personality.
A much more preferable adverb than staggerly, wouldn't you say?
I know.
I know, right? One thing I learned early on, though, if you're going to be doing murder, then you should at least throw in a little mambo or samba or whatever. Monsieur Manilow at 45 RPM.
And while she tried to be a star, Tony always tended bar.
they fell in love. His name was Rico, he wore a diamond. He was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there, and when she finished, he called her over. But Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar, and then the punches flew, and chairs were smashed in two. There was blood and a single gunshot, but just who shot who?
You're listening to 45 RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
I think he's trying to kill us all!
I mushed from Point Barren through a blizzard of snow. Been out prospecting for 2 years or so. Pulled into Fairbanks, the city was a boom. So I took a little stroll to the Red Dog Saloon.
as I walked in the door, the music was clear. The prettiest voice I had heard in 2 years. The song she was singing made a man's blood run cold. When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below. Red-headed Lil who was singing so sweet. I reached down and took the snowpacks off my feet. I reached for the gal who was singing the tune. We did the Eskimo hop all around the saloon. With a caribou crawl and a grizzly bear hug, did our dance on a Kodiak rug. The song she kept singing made a man's blood run cold. When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below. I was as innocent as I could be. I didn't know Lil was Big Ed's wife-to-be. He took out his knife and he gave it a throw. When it's springtime in Alaska, I'll be 6 feet below.
When it's springtime in Alaska, he'll be 6 feet below.
Late 50s and early 60s hitmaker Johnny Horton, who was never properly informed, apparently, that going was also risky business.
Nobody hit me to that, dude.
North to Alaska, go north for us, your song.
You're listening to 45 RPM. It's the one that's just murders. Songs about the second most prolific American pastime.
Bye-bye.
For a song about killing that was actually lyrically pretty obscure, this one has been recorded numerose? What's the plural of that?
I don't care!
I should have paid attention in that class. The Seeds did a pretty kicking version back in the 60s.
Hey, Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand?
Jimi Hendrix took it on and gave it a little more mellow feel.
Hey, Joe, where you going with that gun in your
hand? And, legend has it, somewhere along the way, David Crosby said to his fellow bandmates, hey, we should do this song. And they said, hey, why should we? And he just said, hey, it's a pretty cool song. And they went, hey, we don't wanna. They did it anyway. The Birds at 45 RPM.
Hey, Joe, where you going with that money in your hand?
Hey, Joe, where you going with that money in your hand? I'm gonna find my woman. She's running around with some other man. Steel 44. I'm gonna go downtown, gonna find me a blue steel 44. When I find my woman, she's not gonna run anymore. Mm-hmm. Hey Joe, I hear you shot your woman dead. Hey Joe, I hear you shot your woman dead. Same damn bed. Mm-hmm. Hey Joe, where you gonna go? Oh, hey Joe,
everything oldies is new again. 45 RPM.
Well, let's not say goodbye. Let's just say au revoir.
No, let's say goodbye.
FFA. After graduation, Marianne went out looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after she got married that Wanda started getting abused.
Hey Joe,
hey.
To Bye-Bye Earl,
bye-bye.
To Bang Bang Maxwell, bang. The Beatles at 45 RPM.
Joan was quizzical, studied metaphysical science in the home. Late nights all alone with a test tube, oh, oh, oh. Maxwell Edison, majoring in medicine, calls her. Joan. But as she's getting ready to go, a knock comes on the door. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer came down upon her head.
I must not be so, oh, oh. But when she turns her back on the boy, he creeps up from behind.
Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver hammer came down upon her head.
Listening to 45 RPM.
Yes, who?
Who are you?
Who is this?
19th century murder ballad, composers unknown, but recorded through the years by such an eclectic group as Joan Baez, Johnny Cash, Arlo Guthrie, Pete Seeger, even Dolly Parton.
Two treats in one.
What the hell's the matter with you?
And this young lady. Guess who at 45 RPM?
I asked my
Not a lot of you figured out that's Australia's favorite daughter, Olivia Newton-John.
I thought you broke up with her. Why is she here?
No, actually, she's one of the few. Neither break up nor divorce. Thank you. Coming up, two, count them, two, super vocal stars hanging around the tree.
Wink, wink, say no more.
Regrets? She's had a few, but then again, actually just one. Speaking of hanging, Johnny Cash hangs.
Oh, I hope not.
And Amy Grant is obviously a very patient woman, given that Vince likes classic killer tunes for family sing-alongs. All that and more when the one that's just murders continues.
A lot of great music to be found when 45 RPM continues. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
To 45 RPM and your host, author.
Is this a kissing book?
Humorist.
You know what you are? A hoot. With a capital H, that's what you are.
Grammy-nominated songwriter.
You have to imagine it, sung by three chickens.
Toy rifle enthusiast. A zealous advocate for pocket change.
Climate change.
Climate change. And award-winning broadcast personality.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Scott Edward Phelps.
Who are those guys?
Fortune Queen of New Orleans is brushing her cat in her black limousine. On the back seat were scratches from the marks of man, her fortune she had won. Couldn't see through the tinted glass. She said, "Home, James." He hit the gas. Followed her to some darkened room. She took my and a three, and mumbled some words that were so strange to me. And then she turned up a two-eyed jack. My eyes saw red, but the cards still stayed black. Said the man you love is secretly true to someone else who is very close to you. My advice is that you leave this place, never come back and forget. On my face. So I ran home and crawled in my bed. I couldn't sleep because of all the things she said. Then I remembered her strange perfume. How I smelled it was in my own room. So I sneaked back and caught her with my man, laughing and kissing till they saw the gun in my hand. The next thing I knew, they were dead on the floor. Dark lady would never turn a card up anymore. Dark lady laughed and danced and lit the candles one by one. Danced to her gypsy music till the brew was done. Dark lady played black magic.
Sherilyn Sarkeesian LaPierre Bono Allman.
What the hell is that shit?
Well, Mr. Tasteful, that's the full given from birth, born foreign, complete name, husbands and all, of the lady known monochromatic, that's not the right word, as Cher.
No, Bette Midler.
What happened to Bette Midler?
Well, Bette Midler didn't exactly sing that song now, did she? Besides, Hillary, take it.
What?
difference at this point does it make?
Dark Lady was actually one of three songs that Cher went to number one with back in her solo heyday. In fact, at one time, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, Halfbreed, and Dark Lady made her the female artist with the most number one singles in United States history at the time.
You know what? You got spunk.
That's right. And that Dark Lady? Yeah, murder song. And that's what this episode's all about. It's the one that's just murders.
Bye-bye.
Songs, I don't want to say celebrating killing other people. Documenting?
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll work on that. The Hunger Games, a very popular movie series among the young people out there. And Jennifer Lawrence did a little singing about hanging.
Are you coming to the tree? They strung up a man, they say, who murdered three. Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where a dead man called out for his love to flee? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you?
Meanwhile, for a little more old-fashioned take on the proud tradition of trees and ropes and frontier justice, Frankie Lane of Rawhide fame.
Keep them doggies rolling rawhide.
And the theme from a 1950s Western at 45 RPM. Gold,
and I brought with me a memory. And I seem to hear the night wind cry. Go hang your dreams on the hanging tree. Your dreams of love that could never be. Hang your faded dreams on the hanging tree. I searched for gold and I found my gold. And I found a girl who loved just me. And I wish that I could love her too. But I'd left my heart on the hanging tree. I'd left my heart with a memory. And a faded dream on the hanging tree. Now there were men who craved my gold. And they meant to take my gold from me. When a man is gone, he needs no gold. So they carried me to the hanging tree to join my dreams and a memory. Yes, they carried me to the hanging tree. To really live, you must almost die. And it happened just that way with me. Set me free. And I walked away from the hanging tree. I walked away from the hanging tree. And my own true love, oh yes, she walked with me. That's when I knew that the hanging tree was a tree of life, new life for me. A tree of hope, new hope for me. A tree of love, new love for me. The hanging tree, the hanging tree, the hanging tree.
A lot of great music to be found at 45 RPM.
Oh, good night, nurse. Here's Bette Midler at 45 RPM.
Miss Odess regrets she's unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Odess regrets she's unable to lunch today. And she's sorry to be delayed. But last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Odess regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. from under her velvet gown. She drew a gun and shot her lover down. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When the mob came and got her and dragged her from the jail, madam, they strung her up on the willow across the way. And the moment before she died, she lifted up her lovely head and cried, madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch.
RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
He's got more gadgets on him than a Swiss Army knife.
I saw the light on the night that I passed by her window. I saw the flickering shadows of love on her blind. She was my woman. As she deceived me, I watched and went out of my mind. My, my, my Delilah. Why, Delilah? I could see that girl was no good for me. Lost like a slave that no man could free. At break of day, when that man drove away, I was waiting. I crossed the street to her house and she opened the door. She stood there laughing. I felt the knife in my hand and she laughed no more. My, my, my Delilah. Why, Delilah? So before they come to break down the door,
Marvelous Murderous Mayhem from Tom Jones, the vocal superstar, the Welsh superstar, as in Welsh. shoot, that guy can sing good, huh?
No shit, Sherlock!
You're listening to 45 RPM.
And now for something completely different.
Early one morning, with time to kill, I borrowed Jeb's rifle and sat on the hill. I saw a lone rider crossing the plain. I drew a bead on him to practice my aim. My brother's rifle went off in my hand. A shot rang out across the land. The horse he kept running, the rider was dead. I hung my head, I hung my head. I set off running to wake from the dream. My brother's rifle went into the sheen. I kept on running into the Southlands. That's where they found me, my head in my hands. The sheriff, he asked me, why had I run? And then it came to me just what I had done. And all for no reason, just one piece of lead. I hung my head, I hung my head. Here in the courthouse, the whole town was there. I see the judge high up in his chair. Explain to the courtroom what went through your mind, and we'll ask the jury what verdict they find. I felt the power of death over life. I orphaned his children, I widowed his wife. I beg their forgiveness, I wish I was dead. I hung my head, I hung my head, I hung my head. Early one morning, with time to kill, I see the gallows up on the hill. And out in the distance, a trick of the brain, I see a lone rider crossing the plain. And he'd come to fetch me to see what they done. And we'll ride together till kingdom come. I pray for God's mercy, cause soon I'll be dead. I hung my head, I hung my head, I hung my head, I hung my head.
Just another one of those snappy and peppy murder ballads.
Something peppy, something happy, something up-tempo, something snappy.
Written by, of all people, Sting.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Look it up. And sung, of course, by Johnny Cash. Or maybe Mr. Ed.
I don't think so.
No, I'm kidding. Then again, we never did see Johnny and Mr. Ed together in their lifetime, did we?
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ed.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Huh.
That brings us around to, hey, where'd that come from?
Hey.
Where'd that come from?
Songwriter Bobby Russell wrote the words and music, but didn't really like the song. Didn't want to demo it either. His wife told him it was a big hit, so she sang the demo. Now, they were going to pitch it to Liza Minnelli, but instead they ended up pitching it to Cher. Her then-husband, Sonny Bono, kept turning it down because he was afraid it would offend Cher's Southern fans. So without a singer to sing the song, the wife went back in, recorded a more polished version backed by the legendary Wrecking Crew, and the rest, well, not only history, but a number one, the only number one, in fact, the only hit period. for the wife of songwriter Bobby Russell, a young lady well known in the day as a co-star of the weekly hit variety series The Carol Burnett Show, Mayhem and Murder and Mama from Mama's Family, Vicki Lawrence at 45 RPM.
He was on his way home from Candletop. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello and he said hi, what's doing, whoa, said sit down, I've got some bad news, it's gonna hurt. Said I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone she's been seeing that Amos boy Seth. He got mad when he saw red, and Andy said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul and old backwoods southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, Andy got scared and left the bar, walking on home cause he didn't live far. See, Andy didn't have many friends and he just lost him one. His brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing Papa had left him, and that was a gun. Went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. He looked through the screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. Well, the Georgia patrol wasn't making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag them down. And a big belly chap grabbed his gun and said, why'd you do it? And the judge said guilty in a make-believe trial, slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile, said supper's waiting at home and I gotta get to it. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul and old backwoods southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, they hung my brother before I could say the tracks he saw while on his way to Andy's house, and that night were mine. And his cheating wife had never left town. That's one body that'll never be found. See, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia.
45 RPM and...
finally!
And finally, Mississippi Murder or just Mississippi Mischief?
I don't know.
Either way, a monster of a memorable Mississippi hit song from Bobby Gentry at 45 RPM.
Was it there? June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. Now Billy Joe McAllister
oysters jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much.
I'm Scott Edward Phelps. Join me next time. Lots of great music to be found at 45 RPM.
And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge. And drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
That's the end.
Turn it off, man!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
We'll catch you next time.
Time to get back to the real world.
And like that,